that God, during these 21 days, will give you a word for your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus. Judges chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. I believe that God has sent me to someone today. I want to believe that there is someone here that you are waiting on the Lord to hear him say something to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Judges 11 from verse 1 to 11. Shall we rise and read the word of God together? From the book of Judges, chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. Praise God. One to go. Now Jephthah the Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot, and Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust Jephthah out, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren, and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah, and went out with him. And he came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come and be our captain, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. Praise God. Shall we pray? Oh, verse 11, yes. And Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. And Jephthah uttered all the words before the Lord in Mizpeh. Glory to God. Glory to God. I titled today's message, When God Steps In. When God Steps In. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you for the gift of your word. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do with this word today. I thank you because I believe, trust you, fully persuaded that you are going to do great and mighty things. With this word, thank you because it is coming out with authority and with power this morning, so that everyone under the sound of my voice, this word, hey, will light them up, will lift them up. Every head that is bowed down will be raised up. Everyone that is brought low will be lifted up to the glory of your name, that the purpose of God may be fulfilled in the life of the children of men. We give you all the praise, trusting you to do much more than we have asked in prayer. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Great God that you are. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Help me tell your neighbor first of all, the Holy Ghost is here for you. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is here for you. He is here because of you. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. In our text today is a story of a young man. His name was Jephthah. And as we have read, the Bible says his brothers thrusted him out of the house and say, you cannot share out of our inheritance because of your very messy and scandalous background. We have judged you as someone that is a nobody, and nobody has any right to share in the inheritance of somebody. That is their judgment. That is their definition. That was their conclusion of Jephthah. They looked at him and looked at his situation and said, "You are nothing. There is nothing that can come out of your life." Have you been in that place where people have rejected you and relegated you? They have defined your life and said that nothing, nothing more, nothing glorious, nothing fanciful, nothing beautiful can come out of your life. You cannot be above where you are. There is nothing that can change about you. We are better than you are. You don't deserve, because this is what the devil does. The devil wants us to believe that whatsoever is our experience defines who we are. That even if I made a mess of my life, that ought to define my path and my journey in life. That if I made bad choices in the past, that ought to translate to failure in my future. Hello, somebody. That I've done something wrong in the past, that I've made some mistakes, I've had some missteps in life, that ought to define me. That ought to bleed into my present in order to pollute my future. And the devil sometimes, when he afflicts, he is saying, "Yes, I've got you now. Exactly where I want you. I've got you in that drench. I've got you locked up, below, under. Nothing good can come out. You can't get out of where you are. You have plateaued spiritually, plateaued financially, plateaued academically, plateaued materially, plateaued maritally and relationally. Things cannot change in your life again because of the affliction. But I've got news for that devil that has been tormenting you. That he is a liar." Hallelujah. That devil is a liar. What the devil, you see, the devil himself tries to cheat and to trick people. But from the story of the man that we read today called Jephthah, God showed the devil that he is the one that is tricked. I pray for you. I have been praying for you that God will step in into your life to prove the devil wrong. To make a liar out of the devil in your situation. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So no matter the buts that life has put on you, maybe you've tried your hands on some things many times and it's not working. Hallelujah. You have tried to move forward. You have tried to have higher accomplishments in life, but every effort you have made has not resulted in your desire. I've got good news for you today. That whatever it is that is a but in your life, whatever it is that, you know, the devil has done to bring shame and reproach into your life, what the devil did not understand is there is a but God moment. Hallelujah. Let somebody say, but God. It does not matter how long the devil has been running rampage in our lives. There is a but God moment for every child of God who puts their trust in God. Hallelujah. Many a times it seems as if the devil is winning. Do I have anybody like that in this place today that, you know, certain situation, it just looks as if the devil is winning. It just looks as if he is winning. You are trying all that you know to do, but it seems as if the devil is winning. Hello? So some of you, The youth here, you know, academically you look at it and it's like, I'm trying, I don't understand this subject. I don't understand this. You know, I was talking with someone on the phone, you know, from America, and we were telling him, I said, we have to do something about our educational system in Nigeria. Because we always depend on this almighty exam time. But, you know, in some of these developed countries, things are usually done even at people's pace. They do it at your pace. You don't have to do, I mean, you can be in university and do one semester and say, okay, I'm pausing right now. I need to take a year out. I will come back. And then your application is still valid. You will come back there and you continue where you stopped from. Leave UNILAG and say, after this semester, I'm taking a break. They will break you to pieces. They will lock their gates. You will never return to that faculty. We make life so difficult. We make things so difficult, you know, for ourselves. And when we look at ourselves and you look at all those countries, what are you talking about? Eh? Their system, is it not working for them? Glory to God. There shall be a new Nigeria. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise God forevermore. Praise Jehovah forevermore. So there is a but God factor. And that is why God, when God decides to step in to your situation, glory to God. Even when the devil is like saying, it is all over. There is nothing that you can do. You know, he said, it's a done deal. I've gotten this one. I've robbed them of their testimonies. I have successfully withstood the glory of God in their lives. No glory will show. You are working. Nothing to show for it. Hallelujah. Nothing to show for what you are doing. It looks as if your life does not amount to anything. That it has no value. You know, like I was saying yesterday, I said, the purpose of the enemy is to weaken your value. And that's what they did to Jephthah. That you have no value whatsoever. And because you have no value, you shouldn't partake of this inheritance. Maybe the devil has been lying to you and say, you shouldn't be above. You should be the tail. You should be beneath. Because you don't have this in your life. Why do you think you should be accorded this kind of value? Hallelujah. As if the blessings you have is what validates you or gives you value. No. Every man before God has equal value. God is the value in any man's life. Glory to God. But God, Jephthah have been written off. You are down and you are below us. You are down and beneath us. We are better than you. And that's where the enemy wants him to be. And guess what? He believed it. Now, from the very first verse, the Bible told us that this same man is a mighty man of valor. That is the testimony of God. Beloved, that is the testimony of God concerning you. You are a mighty man of valor. You are a woman of substance before God. Because you have value before God. God did not create anybody valueless. Ah! A mighty man of valor, but he was rejected. Mighty man of valor, he was abandoned. And he himself believed. Because the Bible says, Jephthah ran out of the house. It was his own action. He ran out of the house. Meaning, they say, I don't belong there. Therefore, I do not belong there. They said, I'm too old to marry. Therefore, I am too old to marry. Hello.
They said, educationally, I can't go further. So I believe there is no way I'm going to pass that exam. They said. May God deliver you from they said. May God deliver you from people. You belong to God. You don't belong to anybody. Yes. Because when God steps in, he will make a nobody to become somebody without the approval of anybody. Hallelujah. He doesn't need the approval. God has said before the enemy came, he has pre-arranged and pre-decreed and prophesied who Jephthah is. He said he's a man of valor. How do you see yourself? What does God say about you? Do you believe what God says about you? Do you believe him when he says you are the head and you are not the tail? Do you believe him when he says you shall be above only and you shall not be beneath? Do you believe him that he is the I am that I am? The one who can lift up, the one who can bring down. Hallelujah. The one that can move you out of trash and make you to sit like a treasure with princes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What men say is trash, when God steps in, it becomes a treasure. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let somebody say it with me. When God steps in. Let me tell your neighbor. Oh God. God is about to step into my life. Rise up on your feet. Go and tell 7 people. And tell them God is about to step in. He's going to step into my situation right now. You may see me as trash. You're about to see me as a treasure. You may think that I'm useless. You may think that I'm worthless. You are about to see my value. Glory to God. Men may have rejected me, but you will see how God is about to lift me up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Put your hands together for Jesus and bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Men may have written you up, but God is about to start. He's the one that is writing the story of your life. And nobody can say it is over until he says it's over. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Beloved, if you believe this today, I'm not just saying this just to, you know, like a balm, just to rub your body so that your body can be shining. I'm saying this by the Spirit because this is what is the will and the plan of God for you. That you will be above only. And you will not be beneath. Glory to God. And you see, one thing I love about God, as the Bible says to us, he says, we do not have a high priest that cannot be touched by the feelings of our infirmities. And he's talking about Jesus Christ. He's our high priest. He said, this high priest is not one that cannot resonate with the infirmities that you are experiencing in your life. He said he can. He can. What touches you touches him. What you are feeling, he feels it. Glory be to Jesus. Why? Because it is written in the word of God that Jesus Christ himself was a rejected soul. Ah, Bashataya. The Bible says, if the enemies have known, they will not have killed the King of Glory. Ah, if they knew the whole story, if your adversaries know your whole story, they won't bother you at all. They will never have lifted a finger against you. Because whoever lifts a finger against you, they will flee before you 7 ways. They shall be smitten before your face in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Bible says the stone that was rejected has now become the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. What was rejected became the chief. Yes. To be a chief means you are in control. It means that you are influential. It means you are a force to be reckoned with. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why I told you last week, you must refuse to be cheated. because you are a force to be reckoned with. So nobody can put you in the backside and tell you you should go backward. No, there is nothing like a retreat for a child of God. We advance forcefully. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Seven times the righteous fall, seven times he rises up again. Rejoice not against me, my enemy, for when it is time, I shall rise again.
So all your enemies that are rejoicing, the devil that is rejoicing, that the things that are, I got them now, is a done deal. I've finished the matter. Nothing good can come out of their life again. He has missed it. Glory be to Jesus.
Because you will rise again. I said you will rise again. You will rise again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because God is about to step in. The God factor intervenes in the life of Jephthah and says, only my counsel will prevail. Anybody can say whatever they want. It is the counsel of God that will prevail over your life. Anybody can look at you and say, I remember, you know, when my children were in primary school. I think one of them then was in primary three or so, and then I went to see the teacher. And the teacher said, your son, well, he's lazy. You see how he's writing this thing, his homework. He didn't. I said, who? What word is that? Immediately I said, my son is not lazy. Now, it's obviously he didn't do things right the way he's supposed to do it. He did not submit his homework at the time he was supposed to submit. But I will never allow anybody to speak negative over my children. I don't care if you're a teacher or whoever you think. Don't tell anybody your child is lazy or your child is stubborn or you're this thing. Cancel it immediately, for the devil never jokes. You are ensnared by the word of your mouth. If you allow people to say nonsense over your children, then you will see even the child himself will begin to believe what they are saying. Why? Because anyone in authority over them, they tend to believe them. Whether they are teachers, whether they are their mentors, whether they are their pastors, whether they are their parents. The devil is a liar. So those of you who are parents, like, don't anybody, if they write something that is negative, that is not according to the will of God, and then you accept it, the devil is a liar. Refuse it. Let them look at you and say, no, it's not truth. Fact is not always truth. Fact is only truth when it aligns with truth. Glory. Oh, I wish you can catch that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the Lord says, I am the I am. I am the one that raises up the poor out of the dust. I am the one that causes him to sit with princes. That is so powerful. I cause him to sit with princes. Do you understand that? There are people you are looking at today, they seem to really have everything, and everything seems going well for them in every area of their life. They just look as if they are shining, and it looks as if everything in your life is dull. God said, I am the I am. Who causes those that have been brought low to sit among princes? Somebody said something, you know, years back about the system in the United Kingdom, and said there's something, and it's not only in United Kingdom, I'm discovering now that in some nations, if you are born into a social class, you die in that social class. Your children also don't move out of that social class. For example, if your father is driving, equivalent would be the BRT. Now, there's dignity in labor, okay? I mean, everybody will not be a driver. And because you are a driver does not mean that you are less than the owner of the car or bus you are driving. Glory to God. And somebody said, in England, you find someone, they say, this is the father, he retired as a bus driver, the son is also, you know, driving the bus, blah, blah, blah. So you just never come out of a particular social class because the social system keeps you in a particular class. It just keeps some people there. For example, if your father went to a technical college or to some state something, the children also probably wouldn't go beyond that. That is the system that they walk into. But it is not the system of the kingdom of God. That's the point I'm trying to make. God is a God of purpose. God gives dreams to people. So if you want to dream, hallelujah. If you want to dream above where you have been, you have grown up, the environment to which you have lived, it is allowed in the kingdom of God. We live according to God's dream for our lives. We do not live according to government's dream. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. So let's look at what we can learn from the story of this man. Let's see what we can learn from his life. Because from this story, there's something God wants you and I to learn from his life and what God can do in someone's life. That's why when you are reading the Bible, you're reading the stories of people in the Bible, look at what God is doing in their lives and what he wants to do in your own life. Praise God forevermore. Number one, don't look down on anyone. That's the first point. Don't look down on anyone. Unfortunately, you know, it's just a natural thing for us to think that because you are somebody, then anything can happen. I've had one experience. Then I had not known the Lord, and I behaved foolishly and ignorantly as the brothers of Jephthah behaved. Then I think I just changed job from one bank to another bank. And the other bank, you know, all the perquisites of office were really, I mean, it just skyrocketed me in every way. And I felt, I don't land. Yes, I don't reach that place where I won't reach. Hallelujah. But without God, anywhere you are, is very shaky. Very shaky. And, you know, there was some conversation I was having with a brother in Christ. And the gentleman now said something, and I now replied him. I said, what concerns me with those that are below me? I beg. I'm looking up. I'm not, who are the people who are under me in the office? Actually, I'll be looking at my subordinates. I don't care what happens to them. I'm telling you, this woman of God, how could I have put people down to that? God makes a difference in somebody's life. I left the place. I was not convicted at all about what I said. I mean, that's just it. You know, there are things you do in your sinful way, and you don't even feel anything wrong because it's just the life that you live in. It's the environment, you know, outside Christ, it's survival of the fittest. It's only in Christ that it is a triumphing of your faith. Then my position, a storm came in the bank. Serious storm that affected me. He affected me so much, they removed me from being the, because I, then I was the company secretary legal advisor for the bank. I was moved, they created an inconsequential department and put me there. They said, head of that department, there is nobody there. Except me and the secretary they gave me to type. That's all in the department. In fact, what the department was supposed to be doing, the people who are supposed to come to the department for approval, they just bypass. They bypass my approval. I became insignificant. Insignificant, abandoned, rejected, worthless, useless in the bank. Anyway, while this one was going on, Jesus found me. You see, that is why no matter what you are going through in your life, I've told you, God cannot be taught. I can't teach you God. But God can only reveal himself to you through the situations that you go through. That's why sometimes God himself is the one that will orchestrate a situation in your life. It's God that will orchestrate it. Why? So that you can move from a position of having information about God to a position where you know God. Hallelujah. The children of Israel, every challenge they had in the wilderness after they left Egypt on their way to Canaan land, every need, every lack that they experienced there and they were challenged with, God used it to reveal himself to them. And if you read the Bible, on so many occasions, God will say, I will do this for you, or I will do this against your enemies, that you may know that I am the Lord. So it is about you coming to know God. That's why it happened. For if it didn't happen, you wouldn't know him. That's why I say to you, how will you know him as a healer if you are not sick? You just be hearing your head. They say he's sick, but you are not. How will you know that God delivers until you actually get inside the pit? Glory to God. They put me and locked me up, and the devil said, you are not going out of there. That's where you belong. Brought somebody else to replace me as company secretary legal advisor. But when God stepped in, when God stepped in, everything changed. Oh my God, my dread was be before people. People who put me there were afraid of me. I don't know about you. Whatever and whoever you're afraid of now is afraid of you. Oh, you don't know it. They're afraid of you. When God steps in, your dread will be before them. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's why for you students, you are having difficulty in a particular subject. Especially when it happens to be things like maths. You know, the almighty mathematics. I remember, I never forget a friend of mine, a classmate of mine from three, we used to call it form then, form three. And we had this book on physics. It's called Abbott. Massive book. So I looked at the book. I said, this physics, look at all this. She said, I finished reading it. In fact, I've started again on the next. So I was wondering, I said, You are finished reading this thing. In fact, when I, chapter one, the whole, I don't know what they are saying. And somebody said, I finished reading it. But later in life, that's when I understood that reading something does not mean that you understand it. So when, you know, it's in form three, when after the exam you decide whether you want to be a science student or you want to be an art student and blah, blah, blah.
So after the physics exam, that my friend that has read Abbott twice, auntie, you know, so na equal value we day, you know. So I discovered that, you know, it's not the same thing. It's not about reading. And that's why when you have a difficult subject like that, there is no subject you cannot overcome. Whether it's maths, whether it's physics, whether it's biology, or whatever it is, you can overcome it. Because when God steps in, everything changes. Everything changes. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will discover that you will have an understanding. People will be wondering. They say, why is this one happening? What has happened here? What's going on here? This person used to get 30%. All of a sudden, he has moved to 75%. How did this happen? God stepped in. God will step into your situation. I said, God will step into your situation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So don't look down on anyone. I looked down on people and I got the consequence of looking down on people. Who looked down on you is going down. Because you can't be looking up and looking down at the same time. Glory to God. So whoever is looking down on you is coming down. Because they are already looking down themselves. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. So don't look down on anybody and don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. Don't allow what you're facing, the challenge, the trial you're facing, don't let it determine who you are. You are still a valuable person in the hand of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number three, God always has a plan. Say it with me. God always has a plan. He always has a plan. And part of it is just what I explained about knowing God. God is a God of plan, of purpose, and objectivity. There is nothing that he cannot work around for your good. Amen. He will work it around for your good. You may look at something and say, this is very bad. Other people may look at the situation and say, this situation is very bad. But God will look at it and say, this is the opportunity for me. You see, because every opposition, God sees opportunity in it. He sees opportunity in it. Because he knows he can turn it around. Hallelujah. So God always has a plan. Number four, what the adversary demotes, God can promote. Life can demote you. Life can put you in a box. But with God, he will turn every demotion to promotion. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Number five. Yes, number five. Open your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 to 18. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4:17-18. And it says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So whatever affliction that you have, as a child of God that knows God has a plan for your life, no matter the affliction, the end of it will be glory. There is a glory that your name is attached to. Hallelujah. And he said that glory
is weighty. A very weighty glory. Verse 18 says, while we look not at things which are seen. So don't look at the things that you are seeing right now. What is it that you are seeing? Maybe you are looking at it, you are seeing roadblock, no road, no way, can't happen, too late, can't change. I don't know what you are seeing. But the Bible is telling us, while we look not, let me tell your neighbor, look not. While we look not at things which are seen, but at things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. Glory be to Jesus. You see, in the scripture we read today about the life of Jephthah, the Bible said, in the process of time. So time has process. Glory be to Jesus. In the process of time. So whatsoever, what Jephthah was experiencing at the time that he had this but in his life and he was rejected as a result of it, it was in the process of time. Amen. And the Bible said those things are temporal. Glory be to Jesus. Once there is time involved in something, it means that time can expire. Hey, glory to God. It means it can expire. Once anything has time on it, it means it can expire. And that's the good news from God to you today. That whatever challenge you are facing has an expiration date. It has. There will be a day, and that day is the day that God decides to step in. That is the day it expires. That's the day disappointment expires. That's the day lack expires. That is the day demotion expires. That's the day relegation expires. That is the day that demonic oppression comes to an end in your life. There is an expiry date for everything, every affliction that the enemy has brought into your life. God is about to step in. When he steps in, the time of the devil expires. Glory be to Jesus. So he says the things that we can see, they are temporal. It's only in the process of time. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Glory be to Jesus. The glory that God has written concerning you is eternal. Is eternal. God is the unchanging changer. Once he steps in, he changes your situation. You see, God doesn't just show up and then nothing happens. He's, I've just come to visit you. Do you have Coke in the fridge? Or you have something? No, something will have to change in your life. Hallelujah. Because when the king appears, have you seen even natural kings? Kings don't just appear somewhere anyhow. They do something. They put a blessing on you. Yes. If some of you have visited kings before, maybe the Oba of your town. Hallelujah. You go to him with a gift. The man pronounces blessings over your life and over your household. Hallelujah. So God does not step in and then nothing happens. No. When he steps in, favor steps in. When he steps in, healing steps in. When he steps in, mercy steps in. When he steps in, progress steps in. When he steps in, it's a new level. He takes you to another level, spiritually, financially. Doors will begin to open unto you. Because God stepped in, he will step into your situation today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the spiritual controls the physical. It doesn't matter what you see physically. It is the spiritual that controls it. So whatever God said, in
verse 1 today of Judges chapter 11. The Bible, this is God's testimony of this man. And he said that he is a mighty man of what? Of valor. A mighty man of man. So the man is gifted. You may be here today or hearing me online, and you see your gift is not appreciated. It's only in the process of time, everything will change. Everything will turn around. That situation is waiting for God to step in. When God steps in, you will step up. Glory to God. That's why, beloved, we can't do without God's presence in our lives. Let's not joke. Because this God is all that you need. He's all that you need. He will turn things around. Hallelujah. All the things you've been begging people to do for you, looking for who you know, connection that you have somewhere. You don't need all that. If God steps into your situation, you will sit in your house. Your blessing will come and meet you there. Yes. It's what I have personally experienced. That I may know that he is the Lord. He's a provider. Glory be to Jesus. I know God. My son was sharing testimony. He said he just slept. He didn't know what happened. I was praying in my room. And I just had gaga gaga gaga. And I said, hey, what's that? David, what is it? Blah, 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 blah. Hey. Masikada bakire bochete. Limbro soto koriba shata. I took the anointing all. I said, devil, get out of here. This house doesn't belong to you. What are you looking for? You miss way, you miss road. Get out of here. I poured the anointing oil on him. I was praying in tongues. And they said, did David get up? He said, I can't get up. Yeah, you can't get up. Okay. You will get up today. You will get up. On your feet, you will stand. And I held him by the hand. And he stood up. I said, come, lie in my room. Let me see the devil that will follow you inside my room. Hallelujah. And I went back to continue to pray. David, you are here. I just went back, knelt down where I was praying, and continued my prayer. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The only thing I heard from him, he was snoring. Glory to Jesus. I know of whom I have believed, and I'm fully persuaded that whatsoever I've committed into his hand, he's able to keep against that day. Glory to God. You devil, you can't have my child. No, no, no. It's a no-go for you. You cannot have my child. It can't happen. And I knew it was an attack from the enemy. Yeah, he wanted to attack my children. Do you know he attacked Joshua? At the same time. Yes. In fact, I didn't see his message. He said, mommy, pray for me. I'm dizzy. I'm this. I'm that. Beloved, you see, that's why you pray for your pastors. Because when you are delivering people, the devil is mad. When you are preaching the gospel, he's looking for a way to get to you. And of course, the devil will always want to put terrible thing in that which you love, which is the closest to you, your children. But the devil is a liar. I know that it was just a scare tactic of the enemy. And I say, you are devil, you can't catch me with this one. No, no, no. This one, OT fail. O fail. F9. In this one. My son said, what happened? What? I can't even feel it. I don't feel anything. I don't do that. I said, it was just an attack. These things happen. But many are the afflictions of the righteous. But out of them all, the Lord delivers. Glory be to Jesus. You just trust God. Treat people right. God will show up for you. He will step into your situation. And you will step up. In the mighty name of Jesus. You see, the life of a Christian is not a life without trial. It is the trial and the triumphing of our faith that will really prove that we belong to Christ. Glory be to Jesus. It's not your coming to church that proves that you are a child of God. It's your ability and capacity in Christ to tell the devil you are under my feet and he remains there. That's what proves that you are a Christian. That some people are crying and shouting around you over a situation and you tell them, calm down. Glory to God.
like Jesus did. They said that woman is dead. That girl, young girl is dead, blah, blah. Jesus said, get all these people out of the place because not all men have faith. Get out of here. So he said, Peter, John, oh yeah, and Yemabo. Hallelujah. Talita kumi, rise up. And she rose up. Glory to God. The kingdom of God and the word of God is about power. It's about demonstration of the spirit so that your faith will not stand in the wisdom of men. I'm not here to talk intellectually because I understand that intellectuality can never cancel out providence. I've seen it. What I have seen, I've handled and my eyes have looked upon. Glory to God. It's not for you to be afraid. It is for you to know that God will back you up anytime. Emi yo ma yo. Emi yo ma gbe oga. Emi yo ma yo. Emi yo ma gbe oga. Iwo sha ma satileyin mi. Emi yo ma gbe oga. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen and amen. What is my conclusion today? God asked me to let someone know he's about to step in into your situation. And when he steps in, everything changes. There is a turnaround. Hallelujah. Every opposition is replaced by your opposition in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be your experience in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise on your feet, beloved. Rise on your feet, rise on your feet. That's why no matter what you have or you don't have, what you have asked God to give to you and you are yet to see and to take delivery of it, be thankful to God. Just thank him because he has a plan. Hallelujah. He has not forgotten you. God knows you. He knows you to the point where the Bible says he knows the number of the hair on your head. Hallelujah. He said, if one strand drops, God knows about it. So the day that number 1,343 dropped, God knew. Glory to God. I mean, I'm just trying to break it down for you. When you comb your hair and it fell out, and God is saying, yeah, that's number 580. That's number 920. That's number. So if he knows something so minute about your life, how much more what you think is a major thing in your life right now? You think he cannot handle it? He can handle it. Let me tell your neighbor, he can handle it. Ah, he can handle it. Glory to God. Yes, it seems as if you are being delayed. Yes, it seems as if it's taking time. But in the process of time, oh, that which has been hidden shall be revealed. God will step in and you will step up. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift up your two hands before God this morning. And pray and say, oh Lord, my Father, step into my situation. Now you know that situation. That you are believing that God will turn things around for you. That God will lift you up. Maybe you want to see yourself in a new level of wisdom. Walking in a new level of wisdom. Walking in a new level of power. Walking in a new level of grace. A new level of glory. A new level of accomplishments and achievements in life. In your academics. In your marriage. In your home. In your family. In your finances, in your health, whatever it is, bring it before him this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus and ask the Lord and say, Father, step into my situation. Step into it. Step into my marital situation. Step into my financial situation. Step into my academic situation. Step, oh God, into my health situation. Step into my situation in my walk with you. My spiritual situation. Step in, oh God. Step in so that I can step up. You stepped in to Jephthah. Jephthah was restored to the position that you have given unto him as the head and not the tail. He was above only and he was not beneath. Oh Lord God Almighty, step also into my own situation. Father, step into my situation. I cry unto you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, pray. Ask God to step in. The Spirit of the Lord is moving in this place. Ask God to step into that situation. Father, step into every situation presented before you today. Step into it so that they can step up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the anointing, let every yoke of dishonor, of shame, of reproach in their lives, Father, let it be destroyed. Every yoke of rejection, demotion, relegation, of no value, of little or no accomplishment, Father, let it be destroyed by your anointing this day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic oppression is terminated in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray like this. My Father, answer me by fire. Oh Lord, use what you put in me for my lifting, for increase in accomplishment and achievement in my life. Turn it to your prayer now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask the Lord to use what he has put in you. God gifted Jephthah. He has the gift of leadership. He was a man of mighty valor. When the time came, the gift was called for. Father, every situation that my gift, my talent, my abilities is needed and required, Lord, set it up for me to go up. In the name of Jesus. For the gift of a man will make room for him and bring him before great men. Let my gift bring me before great men. In the name of Jesus. Let my gift release me from every form of obscurity. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Every position that has been taken away from me, Father, let there be restoration. Restore me, O Lord, to the place of significance. Significance in my sphere of influence, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Now pray with me. Oh Lord, grant me the wisdom that will catapult my destiny out of relegation into promotion. Turn it to your prayer. Wisdom, 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 wisdom of God. The wisdom that comes from above, that is first pure and not sensual. Father, grant me that wisdom. Your word says, he that lacketh wisdom, let him ask, and God will give unto him. Liberally the Lord will grant us the wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and who to do it with. Father, grant me that wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is needed. That will catapult me. Help me to walk in that wisdom this season. And let it catapult my destiny. And bring it from obscurity to the center stage. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it bring my destiny from relegation to promotion. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let the wisdom for my glory be revealed now. In Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. My Father, answer me by fire. Every rod of the wicked rising up
or have risen up against my career, against my academics, against my marriage, against my health, against my relationships, against my business, the work of my hands. Scatter now. Scatter now. Scatter. Fall. Scatter. Fall for my sake. Turn into your prayer. Take authority right now. Let them begin to fall. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every rod of the wicked rising up against me in any area of my life, in any of my endeavors, today I command you to scatter and fall for my sake. Begin to fall for my sake. Begin to scatter in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every gang up, every evil conspiracies against my life, begin right now to scatter. Fall for our sakes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you. Begin to thank the Lord for answered prayers. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oluwa ojo wa gbe mi soke. Oluwa ojo wa gbe mi soke. Gbe mi lo si ibi giga, gbe mi lo si ibi giga. Oluwa ojo wa gbe mi soke. Isale sun mi,
isale sun mi.
Aye ma be,
aye be lo.
Lift up your hands and ask God to lift you up. Of the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. This oil has no significance outside the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now this oil has the Spirit. The essence of it is the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. When Saul was anointed, the Bible says he became a different person. Hallelujah. So that person that is relegated, abandoned, and to people appear to be not much of a much. By the anointing today, you'll be lifted up.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is an elevation that is coming your way. By the anointing of God, whatsoever has kept you low today, by this anointing, that yoke is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says, because of the anointing, that which is sick in your life becomes healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to be to Jesus. They say, if anyone among you be sick, let the elders pray for them and let them anoint them with oil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When David was about to be brought out of obscurity to the center stage to fulfill destiny, the Bible says Samuel was sent to the house of Jesse to anoint his head. Glory to be to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To become king. To be above only and not to be beneath. That anointing of above only is coming.
Amen.
Upon you today.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. If you have been a back bencher, today you are getting forward.
Amen.
For the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In Christ Jesus, we are designed to be above only and not to be beneath. Glory be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will not suffer defeat. Because God did not plan defeat for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the burden was lifted from off their shoulder. And because of the anointing, the yoke was destroyed. Every yoke that the enemy has placed upon your life, oppressing you from moving forward and having greater and higher accomplishments in life. Today, it is destroyed by the anointing. It is destroyed by the anointing. Step forward. One by one, from the back. Ushers, please direct people to come. Thank you, Lord. Let them put your hand in it and put it upon your head. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Gbe mi soke, gbe mi dide, fa mi lowo soke, kinga ju aye lo, ogo aye mi, je ko yo jade,
fa mi lowo soke,
mama je ko pe, gbe mi soke, papa wa gbe mi dide, wa fa mi lowo soke, jo wo kinga ju aye lo. Hallelujah. You are lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every opposition has given way to your up position in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatsoever in your life that people have said is trash has turned to treasure.
Amen.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
God has stepped into your situation.
Amen.
You are stepping up. You are stepping up.
Amen.
In Jesus' precious name. Put your hands together for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Amen.